Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope you're having a good week whenever you are listening to this. My vibe right now is currently drinking some flavored sparkling water out of a cocktail glass. So, you know, sometimes it's just the little things, doing stuff like that instead of drinking it out of the can, that just really elevates the experience. I just got my nails done for the first time in months and months. I stopped going just because I went through a phase where I couldn't stop picking off the gel nail polish, and it was really bad for me and my nails. But I decided, you know what, I need to grow up and just stop doing that. It's such a bad habit. And I got little mini red French tips. It's so cute, looks so classy. I'm really excited about it. So hopefully these do not get peeled off within the next like 48 hours. That would be a good start for me. To give you an update from last week's episode about me suddenly becoming a morning person, that's literally due to jet lag, but I've still been going with it. Still been going to bed at a decent hour instead of scrolling before bed. I've been really good about reading. I'm currently reading The Inmate by Freida McFadden. I just finished The Locked Door by her, and I'm just so hyper fixated on this author, her books. I'm really enjoying the whole mystery, suspense, thriller type of books. So that's kind of the mood that I've been gravitating towards, like the genre of books recently. And maybe that's not the best idea. Now that I think about it, that's probably why I've been having really bad like nightmares. And I'm only putting two and two together now to get four. So that's probably why. Maybe I shouldn't be reading stuff like that before bed. But regardless, I guess that's still better than screen time. So I feel like I've had a good night routine, and then I just wake up feeling good. I recently got myself an Oura ring, which if you haven't heard of it, it's basically this high-tech ring that you wear. It does things like track your sleep, track your activity levels. There's different things you can do with it. I just got it recently, so I'm still figuring it out. You can also do things like track your cycle with it. So I'm still figuring it out. I don't really have an opinion on it yet because I've only been wearing it for a few days, but I'm really excited. I've heard really great things about it. So fingers crossed that it's not just a gimmick, but we'll see. I'm having a lot of fun reading the sleep data that it's been giving me so far, so that's been super interesting. But anyway, I started off my morning today by going to the beach. I just looked outside and it was so beautiful, and I had like a reel that I needed to make for a brand for Instagram, and that needed me to be at the beach because that's the concept that I sent over. It was like a summer themed reel. It was super fun. The water was so, so nice. I blew up like an inner tube and was floating in the water talking to my grandma Tutu on the phone, FaceTiming her, and it was really fun. So that's how I started my morning. I've been on a good workout grind. I feel like I've been feeding my body really good things. So I've just been feeling good. I've gotten back into my workout classes, which makes me so happy. I was on the train and then I just hopped off of it. I feel like I just randomly got busy and I stopped making time for it. But lately I've just been like, you know what, I need to start prioritizing this because it makes me feel super good. I love going on walks and stuff, and I like going to the gym by myself, but I really value like a workout community. I feel like it's so nice, especially because I don't get a lot of interactions typically within my day-to-day life, just because I don't have a standard or like a typical work setting where I have coworkers and stuff. So it's nice to just interact with people. I just love showing up at a workout class, doing the damn thing. I've been cycling a lot and just feeling super good after. And that's how I've been liking to start off my morning. I go through phases, working out in the morning or early afternoon. Right now I'm like a late morning, early afternoon kind of vibe for the time that I like to work out. It's been very nice. In other news, you probably already know this if you've looked at my other social media recently, because I don't know how to shut up when I'm excited about something, but I recently launched my own swimsuit line with Hannah, one of my best friends, in collaboration with Kulani Kinis. We launched a collection called Ocean Athletica, and so that has launched recently. It launched last week when you're listening to this, and I'm so in love with the collection. There's so many beautiful colors and prints, and that project has just been a labor of love this entire year, and I'm just so excited that it's finally out, that I can twin and match with all of you. So if you haven't checked that out, definitely check out my Instagram if you want to see all the details, see all the prints. We can all wear Ocean Athletica together, and there's also board shorts if you want to wear it with your boyfriend or brothers or whoever wears board shorts, you want to match with them. I feel like I'm just so excited to have some matching swimsuits with Micah. You know, it's a little cheesy, but I like it. I don't think there has to be a negative connotation about cheesy, because I love cheesy shit. And yeah, matching outfits are kind of cheesy and I just will eat it up every single time. And very randomly, when you're listening to this, I'm going to be in Europe, which is so crazy. I did not expect this to be happening. I got a very last minute impromptu work opportunity in London, which is crazy to me because I put out this intention in the new year that I wanted to welcome new things and new experiences and just say yes to more. And whatever I've been putting out has just been coming back tenfold. Is that the phrase? I might have used that so wrong, but I just feel like there's been so many crazy opportunities lately that I'm so grateful for. And I've never been to Europe, never been on that side of the world. So I am stoked out of my mind. My mom is coming as my plus one, which will be really exciting. It's going to be a really chaotic, dreadfully long travel day. We go from Hawaii to California and then from California to London. So it's going to be like a 20-hour travel day. It's pretty far. So we decided to make a whole trip out of it. Even though it's just like a two-day thing that I'm there for work, we're going to be exploring a little bit in London. And then we also extended our trip to go to Paris after, which is such a dream come true. I just did not think that that was in my near future. I honestly didn't think I'd be going to Europe for maybe the next few years. It just wasn't something that I thought I'd be able to do. And it's just crazy because every time that I tell people that I haven't been there, they're always really shocked. And so it's just such a bucket list thing to do. And I didn't even think that something like this was going to pop up. So this really got finalized like 2 weeks ago. And so I'm having like a quick turnaround time here for my trip that I went on to New York. Now we're going to be going to Europe. It's just been such a blessed month. And you guys are going to freak out when I tell you what I'm going to be in London for. I can't talk about it yet, but I promise I won't be too annoying saying that all the time because it will be launching at the end of July, which is pretty soon. So I won't have to keep it a secret for long, but it's with a dream company of mine doing something that just is so fitting. And I'm so, so excited about it. I've never really done something quite like this before. So fingers crossed that everything goes well. Stay tuned to my Instagram. You know, I'm going to be vlogging the shit out of this trip on YouTube as well because I'm just gonna be so in awe. You know, hopefully I'm not a stupid American. That accent was probably so cringy. I'm sorry. Hopefully in Paris people don't hate me because I'm an American and I'm from America, because I just have heard things about Parisians hating Americans, which, you know what, you're protective of your country. I get it. But I'm hoping for the best here. My mom speaks fluent French, so I'm excited to have a native language speaker there with me. That'll be so, so nice. We haven't done a mommy-daughter trip in a really long time. The last time we went on a trip together, I think, was maybe BeautyCon back in 2018. So it's just a really full circle moment. We're really excited to be doing this together. So that's coming up. So anyway, those are all my life updates. June is just a crazy, crazy chaotic month for me in the best way. And I just want to thank you for sticking around for all of it and supporting me. You are the best. And I love you so, so much. I go, on that note, let's get into today's episode. I'm talking about your biggest lies. I haven't done an episode like this in a while where you guys send in entries and then I read it. So today's topic, I'm going to be exposing your biggest lies that you've ever told. I'm excited to get into these. Just for reference, just so you know, I don't read these before I record the podcast. So reading this is as much as a surprise to me as it is to you. I have Lizzie, my assistant, help me with kind of organizing all the emails that we get, and she'll put the best ones that she feels like into a folder. So I'm just as shocked as all of you are because it's my first time seeing all of this too. So I'm excited to get into this. We'll see what kind of juicy stuff we get into. I feel like the topic of lying is so interesting because everyone has lied. And if you want to claim that you've never lied, you're kind of a lot. Like, there's no way. There's no way. We've told little fibs here and there, white lies, sometimes big lies. And sometimes, you know, it just eats away at you. Other times they're easy to keep. My toxic trait, and I had to stop doing this, but I used to do this thing where I'd be telling a story and I would want to make it more interesting, more captivating, because I'm an entertainer, I'm a storyteller. So I would add in little details that did not happen, did not exist, into the story. And then later, when someone would mention something that I said in that story that I made a little white lie about, I'd be like, wait, what? And then get caught up in it. So I've stopped doing that. And another bad habit that I used to have with lying back when I was single and like still meeting people, whatever, I remember telling men outrageous lies about myself because I knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere. And I was telling Micah this. It was funny when I started dating him because I knew that we had something there and it wasn't just this silly little thing. I knew there was some longevity there and I knew that I wanted him to be my boyfriend and yada, 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 you know, all the cheesy stuff that I wanted to end up with him. And so I had to catch myself. I was like, I can't be making up stories. And none of these lies were harmful, mind you. None of them were anything super bad. It was just for fun. It was literally just for fun. But I caught myself almost doing that with Micah. But I was like, wait, I see a future with this man. I can't be spitting lies because I'm either going to have to own up to it at some point or I'm just going to have to live with it. So that's that. I have to live in truth now because that would be very hard to keep up with. So I'm glad that, you know, I didn't do that with Micah because here we are anyway. If you want to participate in future episodes like this, these episodes are just fun to do once in a while because it keeps things interesting. Make sure you follow the podcast Instagram so you know when we do stuff like this. And with that being said, I'm very excited to hop into this. Let's read your biggest secrets. And no, I will not be telling mine, even though I'm telling yours. One, because yours are anonymous and mine wouldn't be. And two, it wouldn't be a secret if I told everyone. So anyway, let's hop into this. Hey Ava, I'm obsessed with you and find so much inspo in all of your social media platforms. I hope I can make you laugh with this little story time. It might be a little long, but it's worth it. So, to set the stage, I was in high school and stayed the night at my boyfriend's house. My parents thought I was at my best friend's. Ah, classic. Yeah. All went well until the next morning around 6:30 a.m. I got a text from my dad saying that my sister's car, the one I drove to my boyfriend's, needed an oil change. He was sitting in my friend's driveway waiting for me to switch cars, and I wasn't there. Panic set in and I immediately sped home and driving in the country going 80 miles per hour. Oh my God. 80 miles per hour. I ramped a little divot and went straight into a bean field. Bean field? Hello? Where do you live? Luckily, I was perfectly fine and able to keep driving. I hopped back into the car and started texting my dad all of these lies and eventually digging a bigger hole than I was initially in. That's how it be. That's the dangerous thing about lies. Once you get caught up in it, you just keep digging a hole. Ugh, slippery slope. He was asking me all of these questions, where I was and what I was doing, but my story was not adding up. I ended up telling him that I stayed at a different friend's house than the one that he was at, even though I specifically told him what friends I was at the night before. Good thing my dad doesn't communicate with my friend's parents. Oh my gosh, when you're in high school and your friend's parents and your parents are friends, that's dangerous because then they talk and then, you know, all your lies get spilled. Anyway, get this. Later in the day, following the oil change, the guys working on the car asked my dad all about the beanstalks stuck up underneath the car, and so he asked us daughters what happened. I immediately said, I don't know, it isn't my car, and never talked about it again. Hopefully this story can bring you as much laughter as it can for me 6 years later. I respect the trouble and chaos that you went to sleep over at your boyfriend's house. Oh my gosh, that is so funny. I'm honestly really surprised that you never got caught in that lie. And I feel like that would be a really bad one to get caught in because that's just like a taboo thing. If your parents don't let you sleep over at your boyfriend's house and you sneak around and do, oh, that would just unleash all hell. But it seems like you left the situation unscathed. So props to you. Honestly, I feel like it's funny growing up and recalling certain things that you may have told a little lie to your parents about back in high school or back in the day. And then years later, obviously, you're in a grown adult, it had been years that passed, and then you tell them what you did all those years prior, and like, they can't really get mad because it's in the past, but it's also kind of funny, but it's also worrisome, like, okay, what else did you lie about? But I feel like that's a story that you should tell your dad one day. Maybe not now, but I think someday. Basically, when I was younger, I figured out the password for our Apple account to buy stuff. I started playing Episode. It was the Dolan Twins story, and I was hooked. Nothing was going to get in my way of a perfect romance except one thing, gems. I ended up buying some gems and thought, oh, it's just one time. I ended up buying $400 worth of gems. When my parents got the bill, they asked us if we had spent the money on iTunes, on music, or apps, and I said no. They kept telling me to tell the truth, but I broke down crying, telling them that they were calling me a liar, and it was hurting my feelings. Not you gaslighting at the ripe age. Oh, you didn't say your age, but being young and gaslighting. Oh my gosh. They ended up thinking that someone hacked our iTunes and then just changed the password. I have never told this to anyone to this day. Love you. Oh my gosh, that's too funny. I feel like that's also something you gotta tell them one day because that's kind of, you know, you're just a little fangirl. You're playing their app or whatever. I wasn't familiar with that app, but I know how it be. Sometimes when you're playing a game and they entice you to buy more money within the game or upgrades within the game, it's so tempting, but I try to snap myself out of it and be like, do I really need to spend actual human money on a game on my phone? And the answer is always no. It's always no, but in the moment, it's so tempting. So honestly, I get it. But damn, $400, that is a check. Hi, Ava. Firstly, I love your videos and I actually live in Honolulu too. I moved here almost 4 years ago. It's been really hard because I have no family out here and being out here for school alone really pushed me into a deep depressive hole. Everything has been super hard for me since being on my own, but the one thing that has saved my life is my boyfriend. After a year of long distance, he packed up all his stuff and moved to this wonderful island to protect me and take care of me. He's been nothing but wonderful, from helping me through anxiety attacks, helping me with homework, and even paying bills. He's been amazing. The only problem is my father doesn't know he lives with me. My dad is a part of my life, but he's always worked jobs where I barely ever see him or he has gone away for months. Our relationship is very strained, and if he knew I lived with my boyfriend before marriage, he would freak. He also thinks men have dirt minds, but my boyfriend has been nothing but understanding and has helped me through my trauma. I feel bad for lying for so long and it being a big lie, but without my boyfriend, I wouldn't be here today. He means so much to me, and I feel that even though I'm lying to my dad, this is the best for me. Also, when people don't live on an island, they don't understand how isolating it can be. I don't have a car or many friends. I just bus to school every day. By having my boyfriend with me, it has truly saved my life. Oh my goodness, I understand the internal struggle here because obviously you're an adult and you can make your own decisions. And technically, your dad, if you're above the age of 18, you live on your own, you support yourself, your parents can't really tell you what to do anymore. But I understand wanting their approval and still caring what they have to say. But I feel like you obviously know what's best for you, and this is your life. You're allowed to make your own decisions. I don't think you're doing anything wrong. I know there's a whole debate about living with someone before marriage. Everyone's allowed to their own opinion with that. But if this is working for you and it's making you happy, protect your peace. I'm not obviously saying continue lying to your dad, but if that's the way the cookie crumbles and that's the situation you're in, just keep doing what makes you happy, and hopefully one day, as time passes, you can let him in. But also, kind of how you were saying, how you don't have a super close relationship with your dad, you're on your own, you do your own thing, you're an adult, you don't owe anyone an explanation. And I know that's a sticky situation, but you know, one day down the road when you're married, everything's all said and done, I feel like everything will just feel better and it'll just feel like something that you don't even need to bring up anymore because it's in the past. Okay, so this is a long story and you have to wait until the end. So I started dating this guy my sophomore year of college, and at first everything was great. He and my friends got along well and I was so happy. Then something changed and my friends began to not like him and said that he had changed. Now, I didn't see any change at all, but they kept pushing me to break up with him, and then of course that led to them hating him. Over time, I began to question my whole relationship with him because of how much shit my friends would say about him. It even got as bad as me asking him for a break for a little while. So we took a break, realized that we loved each other very deeply, and got back together. Senior year, he and I decided to tell everyone we went to school with that we broke up so I could stop getting attacked every time I brought his name up. He and I sat down, talked about what we would say to everyone, and chose to open up our relationship to create no suspicion. It is now June and I have graduated from college and everyone still thinks we're broken up, but in fact, he proposed to me in March and is now my fiance. Sending out wedding invitations to my friends will be very interesting. Please DM the podcast Instagram what their reactions are to you sending them the invitations. Please, I'm begging you. Just know that my jaw is on the floor. I was not expecting that. That's quite the twist. That is quite the lie. I don't know how you hide a relationship, like a secret relationship, getting proposed to. Damn, you are living a double life. And wow, that's a big secret to keep from your friends. Wow. Honestly, I give props to you just because I don't think I could do something like that. Mostly because I broadcast the shit out of my life and people would just find out immediately. But wow, that was quite juicy. I let my husband and everyone else think that him proposing was a huge surprise, but it wasn't. We were packing the car to go on the trip, and I caught him putting the ring in the spare tire space in the trunk. I acted like I had no idea because I didn't want to ruin it. Still to this day, nobody knows I knew it was happening because he's so proud of himself for pulling it off. We're now married with an almost 1-year-old. Oh my gosh. I feel like that's sweet though. See, I don't know. I mean, if I was him, I feel like, or if the situations were reversed, I feel like I would want to know, like, oh my gosh, even if it was a while ago, I wouldn't want to know right away, like, you're not surprising me, I knew this was happening. But if it's a few years ago, oh, but then again, I don't know, because that would just create trust. You know what? I feel like you made the right move and he's just so happy that he pulled it off. I think that's so sweet. And hey, no one has to know you ever saw it. If this is a secret you want to keep, we respect that. We're not going to tell anyone. I'm not going to tell anyone. And congrats on having an almost 1-year-old. That's so exciting. I feel like that's something that I would do too, honestly. I'm not gonna lie. Hi, Ava. You're such an inspiration to me, and I absolutely love your podcast. Thank you so much. Here's the biggest lie I've ever told. In sixth grade, one of my friends got a pink cast on her foot, and for whatever reason, I was obsessed with the idea of having one myself. Whether it was for the attention or not having to go to practice, I'm not sure what it was, but I was determined to have one. So I came home one day after practice and told my mom I had twisted my ankle and that I knew it was broken. Sadly, my mom wasn't convinced because nothing was wrong with it, so she gave me an ice pack and sent me to bed. That night, I spent 2 hours banging my foot against my dresser so that it would be swollen when I woke up. Sure enough, it was so swollen and painful that my mom took me to the doctor to get an x-ray. It turned out that I had broken off a whole chunk of bone on the side of my foot that was no longer attached. I ended up having 2 different casts for 9 months total. To this day, I still haven't told anyone that I purposely broke my foot, and it still weighs pretty heavily even after 10 years. Whoa. First of all, I hope you recovered okay. That sucks. 9 months, I feel like, is a long time to have a cast. Is that not longer than usual? One, I want to validate you a little bit because I remember being in first grade, I think it was, and my friend broke her arm playing on the jungle gym, and she got a cute little pink cast, and I thought it was so cute and cool, and she got all attention, and people were signing it, and I was like, I want attention as well, given I didn't, you know, go through with that like you did. But I understand the fixation like that when you're younger, because I don't know, you want to feel like people are noticing you too. But that is crazy, and that's crazy that you actually kept that a secret. That's a really big secret to keep, and you really did what not many people would do. And for that, I don't really know what to say. I hope you're okay. And you know what? Just consider it a learning lesson. That is crazy to me. Wow. Hi, Ava. I'm such a big fan, and me and my sister always watch your videos on Friday night. So anyway, I hope you're doing well, but let's get into this. So one night I was alone in my room complaining about my wallet being empty as always. I was 13. So anywho, I decided that I was going to do something bad. I snuck into my sister's room and took all her graduation money. This was about $500, which was a lot considering this was her 8th grade graduation. I took it not thinking too much of it. She didn't notice it was gone. Later that week, I got invited to the mall with my friends. I decided to be money bags for a day and treated them all to clothes, shoes, and food. A big spender. Wow. I ended up spending $400. I had $100 to spare, so I made it look like I had a bite mark. Wait, what? I had $100 to spare, so I made it look like it had a bite mark and put it on the kitchen floor. I'm weak. At the time, we had a dog, so this was perfect because the dog always got into things. Later that day, when I came home from the mall, my mom and sister walked in from the movies, and my sister ran to her room and asked where all her grad money was. I, of course, acted stupid and said, I don't know. Then my mother found the bitten up $100 on the floor, and we all blamed the dog. They took the dog to the vet. Oh my gosh. And the vet said that the dog was completely fine. No one knows that I spent it to this day, and it is the biggest lie I've ever told. Now I'm 19 and in college and sharing a dorm with my sister. I know you guys, you say you and your sister watch my videos on Friday. I hope you sure don't listen to this podcast together, because that would be quite the way for her to find out that you were the culprit all along. I do have to give you props for the innovation for the whole dog thing. Like, that's very innovative. But damn, $400, that's a lot. Maybe one day when you come up on a bunch of money, maybe one day, you know, pay it forward to her. That's crazy that she still doesn't know, though. Like, I am always just shocked when someone has a secret that is so big. Well, okay, this is not like a crazy big looming secret that affects your whole life, obviously. But it's funny because you guys are so close and like living together, and she just has no idea. I remember being super young, my sister obviously having more money than me because she was older. And I remember stealing some money from her wallet. Not that much money, but like a little bit of money. Never said a peep about it, but I did own up to it in recent years. And I treated her to a few things here and there, you know, to make up for it. But all right, Ava, this is coming out of the vault just for you. Oh, I love this. I love you so much. Thank you for that. Story time. Basically, my boyfriend at the time and I had been together for 3 years, so I was hoping for an engagement, as most girls do. However, I was not expecting it anytime soon. One day, we were getting ready for a date, and he asked me if my dad had a spare belt. I went to check in his top drawer, and what do I see right in front of my eyes is none other than my engagement ring. I told nobody and got engaged 5 months later on Oahu, Hawaii. He still does not know I found the ring, and when he asked if I was surprised or expected it, I said not at all. Oh my gosh, this is so similar to the one I just read. But I feel like this is more often common than not. Like, there's got to be more women out there who knew that they were getting proposed to, but for the sake of the guy and, you know, just wanting to keep it all special and feeling like a surprise, they just went along with it. I feel like this is more common than we think now. My second lie, I met my current fiance on Tinder, and essentially all of my family thinks we met through my friend who went to the same school. We get married in a few months and are not allowing random speeches or any mention of how we met because they still think we met through mutual friends. I'm so weak at this. You know what? In this day and age, meeting someone on a dating app is not that crazy anymore, and I feel like it's becoming more and more common, but I feel like it's funny because whenever someone says they meet through mutual friends, I just automatically assume, like, okay, you guys definitely met on Hinge. You guys definitely met on Tinder. You guys met up on Bumble. Like, there's no way people actually meet through mutual friends. And obviously, I know they do, but I just feel like it's funny because I just always assume that when people say mutual friends, it's a dating app. There's no shame in that. There's no shame. It's 2023. Who cares? But that being said, keep up the lie. And no one needs to know. No one needs to know. Hi, Ava. Firstly, I just wanted to say I love you and your YouTube channel. I've been watching your channel for as long as I can remember and feel as though I've grown up with you. Secondly, this is a story. It is a little long, but so worth it. I've never told this story before to anyone. Buckle up. Ooh. A few things to keep in mind. I graduated high school 5 years ago and I lived in Georgia. I also grew up in a no personal electronics home. That being said, let's dive in. When I was a sophomore in high school, I had a crush on a guy in one of my classes. I was known as a silent one because I maybe spoke to two people my entire sophomore year of high school and never in class. He was a senior. Crush is a small word for my 10th grade feelings. I was in love. We made it to the end of March and I hadn't spoken a word to him for the entire year. I wanted to find a way to talk to him though, so I found a way. I created a fake email and started emailing his school email. I made it really creepy too. Full on, you don't know me, but I like you kind of vibes. For the next couple of days, I would get up at 3 a.m. so I could sign into my fake email on my family computer and see if he saw it or emailed me back. One day he did. He said I had to tell him who he was because I caused him to have a panic attack. I told him I couldn't tell him my name, but I was a student at the name of the high school, which was one town over. Strangely enough, he kept emailing me. We started emailing regularly and actually became good friends. He got weirdly comfortable telling anything and everything to a stranger, actually. We would talk from what's your favorite book to what's your biggest insecurity. The whole time he thought I was a student at a different high school. There was actually a close call where he almost found out we went to the same school. I worked as an intern in my school's library and I would print out the emails so I could take them home with me since I didn't have my own computer. You had a big, big crush, girl. Oh, damn. I printed our most recent emails, and before I could grab them, someone came up to check a book out, and he walked in. He printed something and walked over to the printer, and I was terrified, but luckily he grabbed his paper and left. Ooh, close call. Graduation season, the end of May rolled around, and I promised I would tell him who I was on May 25th, the day before graduation. But then he ghosted me. But what I didn't realize is that since graduates' last day of high school is a week before graduation, he wouldn't need his school email anymore, and confirmed by a friend of mine that was a senior, their access was taken away. Graduation came and went, and I never told him who I was as I was terrified. He moved to California that summer, and I never spoke one word to him in person. I deleted my fake email. Every now and then, I see him pop up on social media, and I always wonder what could have been and if what I did is illegal. I hope you enjoyed my story and it lived up to the hype that my subject caption gave it. For reference, her subject was a must read. I'm serious, Ava. Wow. That is quite the facade you put on. When I was reading this, I was just thinking of Catfish. That was quite the story and it's so interesting. I wonder what would have happened if you told him who you were. There's just so many question marks there and I wonder if he still thinks about who that person was. Like, he definitely still thinks about it, like, oh, when I was back in high school, like, who was that? Damn. Well, unless you reach out to him and find out, which might be a little too late to do that, I guess we'll never know. All right, this is the last one. The subject reads, I pretended to be someone else. Hi, Ava. Hope you're having the most amazing day. Love you in the pod so much. Anyway, here's the story of the biggest lie I've ever told. At the start of my sophomore year in high school, I had no friends in any of my classes and was quite anxious about making new friends when I didn't know anyone. I'd always liked the idea of reinventing myself and pretending to be someone completely different than who I was just for fun. Okay, very valid. Not that I didn't like myself, just that I thought it would be fun to live another life. It's fun doing that until you realize that you're living a lie. Oh my gosh, so scary. But low-key, I've been there. So the first week of school, I approached a group of girls in my chem class and just started talking and making all these things up, not out of this world, crazy impossible things, but just stuff that wasn't true about me. For example, that I had met Taylor Swift in person and taken a picture together, or that I had had a boyfriend when I had barely talked to any guys at all. I spent hours crafting these perfect stories and conversations that were things I'd never been interested in or had even had experienced. At this time, I didn't have any close friends at the school because I had moved and left my friends at my previous school, so it was easy to reinvent myself and still keep my friends from my old school. For the first month of my sophomore year, I had fun creating this imaginary person I pretended to be and played along as if I was truly this girl who had a perfect boyfriend of 2 years, loved romance books, coffee, Taylor Swift, Harry Styles, and wore bows in her hair. One day, I told my friend group that I was going to a coffee shop with my boyfriend later that day after school, and I made a big deal about how he would pick me up in front of the school and drive me there. I went on and on and on about how amazing he was and how he was a dream boyfriend and everything a girl could ever want. I thought they bought the story, but the next day at school, the girls confronted me and told me they had watched me get picked up by my mom after school and followed me to a local coffee shop where they saw me sit down by myself and do my homework. Turns out they had grown suspicious of my seemingly perfect life and had searched up my supposed boyfriend only to find out that he was my cousin I had asked to pretend to be my boyfriend. No. Oh my gosh, this is a really worst case scenario. It's only fun to do shit like this when you don't get caught, but this is actually horrible. Though it was fun while it lasted, to this day, I've never pretended to be anyone but myself, a current junior in high school, although I do genuinely love Taylor Swift. Sorry it was so long, but I hope it was a good one. That was a good one. Oh my goodness. It's all fun and games. You know, pretending to be a little bit of a different person, fluffing up some stories until you get caught in the act. And that is why I stopped. Oh my gosh, but I'm glad you feel like you can just be yourself now. And honestly, maybe that was a good thing that that happened to you, just because it's not always super fun to live in a lie and having to keep up this facade of something that isn't real. So maybe that was a blessing in disguise, because now you're grateful for the life that you do live and you don't have to, you know, just make up stories. So I feel like maybe that was a good thing for that to happen, even though that is very traumatizing. I would have shat my pants if that happened to me. All right. Well, those were some really good lies. Shout out to everyone who wrote in an entry. And if I read yours, thank you for taking one for the team. Just know that I will never expose you. Your secret's safe with me. And honestly, I give you a big pat on the back for being the first person that you told this lie to, because I feel like a lot of these stories, people were writing that they had never told anyone this before. So hopefully it feels like a weight is off your chest. Your secret is safe with me and however many thousands of people are listening to this. Hopefully this episode gave you a good laugh, because it definitely gave me one, and it's making me feel a lot less guilty about, you know, small stuff that I've lied about, because some of these are a little astonishing. However, never any judgment for me. It always makes for a good story. I hope you have a good rest of your day. I will talk to you next week. And that was everything on my mind.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options, all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.